How are we doing today?
Talk about another big star.
Yeah, we're really executing well early in the game and taking, I think, the other team's confidence away. And I think our players are very confident starting the game now, and I've been very consistent with how we've started games.
This might be one of the best shooting days Caroline's ever had.
Yeah, we actually thought she was one away from the three record, and we're trying to get her a three there. And when you try to, you never can. So we ended up taking her out. She needed two more. But what she did really well tonight was being ready to shoot it. Her release was very quick, and that's because of her footwork. And even showed more range tonight and took a deep one. Her footwork was very good before the catch, so she used her legs really well and got shots off quicker. If she can keep doing that, that will really help, because that's what we've worked, and Lisa has worked, our assistant, a lot with her on having a quicker release so she can get more threes off.
Could you talk about the Auburn game, about how the three-point shot is to the women's game as the dunk is to the men's game? Could you unpack that a little bit and then talk about the importance of that aspect of the game?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's pretty to watch, you know, and I think that the three-point shot is something that generally we do better than the men, you know. In the men's game, the dunk is so exciting, and I think in the women's game, you have to execute, because we're all pretty much, other than Candace Parker and a few, we're under the rim. So we have to execute, and I think being able to make threes consistently like that it's pretty. And, you know, we want to get crowds, and everybody wants to watch a good game, and I think you got to score points in the women's game, and I think the three-point shot is something that it also keeps the games exciting, keeps people in the games, and they can catch up quicker as well. So that's one of the things I've been about, leaving that, you know, every year we talk about moving it back, and I don't think we need to move it back. I think we need that as one of our strengths in our game, and because our execution is important.
Not only Coach Walvius was talking about that she saw Caroline out shooting an hour and a half before the game, talking mm-hmm. about kind of her work ethic and things that she knew about her. How much has that played in the career Caroline's had? I mean, I know a lot of people know her story about recruiting and all that, but her own work ethic and taking it so seriously, how much is that contributed to her?
It's been everything. I mean, all she did was come in here and outwork everybody and earned herself everything that she's gotten. She's gotten through hard work, and that's very old-fashioned, but if you meet her parents, you know where she learned it from. She's got great parents. She's been taught all the right things. She has great values, and she values hard work, and so does her family. And that was ingrained in her before we got her. The other thing is that she's, even though the better she did, the harder she worked. And, you know, some people, the better they do, the less they work. And once she started getting a little success, she just worked harder and harder, and just blossomed and flourished in our system and in our program, and is now a leader, and shows other kids and the young players this year, she shows them how to work hard. And if there's anything Caroline's going to pass down, her legacy, you know, I'm sure we'll be talking about, you know, senior night Thursday, but she's going to pass down her work ethic. It's incredible.
She set a career high two games in a row.
Yeah.
Does she do anything a little extra special here as her career winds down, you know?
I've noticed a difference in her tenacity, I think, as far as she sees the end of the tunnel coming, and she's getting more outspoken. She's getting more confident, which is why she's getting more outspoken about our success. You know, it's one thing to do it and to work hard. She's always done, but she's never one to profess it verbally. And now she's starting to profess it verbally. And I can see there were games, I know Georgia Tech for one, I talked to her the other day, where she just got to the point where she took over. And she had a look in her face that said, I refuse to lose. And Hillary Hager was the last proud player that I saw that had that here in a long time. And I said, you have to have that Hillary Hager look. You have to have that more often. And that's what I think she's been trying to do. I mean, she just really has that look in her face of tenacity of like, I just refuse to lose. And I can take over if you need me to. And I think the kids see it. I can see it in her eyes.
Coach,
and that comes out of preparation. And nobody's worked harder than her and Hillary Hager since I've been here. That same kind of, and she looked up to Hillary Hager and learned how to work from her, I guarantee you. I mean, she just watched her. And there's nobody that put in more extra shooting time, ran every sprint as hard as she could, every possession. And who plays 40 minutes for me, just like Hillary Hager? I couldn't take Hillary Hager out of a game, and she wouldn't tire, and she'd play for 40 minutes, and I'd do the same thing with Caroline. She's like the Iron Woman, and I haven't had that since Hillary Hager. So I'm hoping that she gets that other look that Hillary got down the stretch. Preparation gives you confidence, and you want the big shot. Caroline wants it now.
What kinds of things have you been able to do as a team to be able to continually lead the nation in three-point shooting? You talk about the beauty of the three-point shot in the Blues game.
Well, one of them is Caroline Williams to continue to shoot like she's shooting. I mean, she's setting records. But the other is it gets kind of contagious. The execution that we're doing and sharing the basketball, and they're having fun. And when the ball's going in the net, it's fun. And when they're passing and hitting the extra player and making the extra pass, their shot selection is very, very good. And they're having fun making the extra pass. So when our shot selection's that good, you're gonna hit a higher percentage. And they're very unselfish right now. And they're having more fun. Sometimes, you know, the best teams I've had, and this is one of them, you get to the point where you can watch us almost overpass. And tonight you saw us overpass in a couple situations, like where Liz missed that layup, you know. They're having so much fun passing where they'll actually give up a great shot to take a good shot because they wanted to share the basketball and have so much fun. And that's a good situation to be in as a coach.
Time for one more.
How much will these fast starts and jumping out on teams, this span of games, how much will that help you going into obviously a tougher one, a bigger game this
year? I think it'll help a lot because I think they expect it. They expect to do what they did the last six games. They're not going to go into a game worried about it. And so much now, going against great teams from here on out, it's mental. And I think that will give us a mental edge that we haven't had before.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.